Hello, hello. Welcome to Dirty Laundry with myself, Naomi, also known as the Brain, and your lovely Pinky, also known as Beston.
I wonder how long are we gonna drag out this thing of wanting to make me accept being called the pinky of
For
this
as
duo.
long as it'll take till you actually accept the name. Because it is what it is, Pinky and the Brain. Back at it again with another episode of anger. Is it really
You
anger?
know what I Putting a pin on that, you know what I think we could do is we need to find a way to do like a poll to
A
get the
poll.
listeners to vote on who they believe would rather be best suited as Brain and
Okay,
who they
fine.
believe is
We'll
better
do the
suited as
poll for the
Pinky.
next show. We'll do the poll. We'll actually do
Yeah.
the poll and we'll ask people to send us voice notes as to who they think should be Pinky and who they think should be the Brain. And best then, we're going to do this fair and square. So whatever the people have decided is what we're going with. You agree? Do you agree?
Shucks, I wonder how I'm gonna rub this in your face when you lose.
The problem is that I think people are going to want to make you Pinky just because it's going to be cool.
Wait, how is that cool?
Just because it is. No, it's fine. So are we gonna do this? Are we saying we're doing this? Because you're thinking you're gonna
Definitely,
rub it in my
yes.
face. I'm thinking you're gonna be Pinky from now on.
I'll just leave the country.
It's fine. But so we're doing this. We're doing this. Next week
We're
we're going
doing
to
this.
do.
Hell yeah.
Okay, great.
Hell
Cool.
yeah.
So on today's show, we're going to be taking a look at shocking new Facebook pop-up. That's the only sneak peek I am giving you because we need to listen to the song called Jesus by Phil Thompson, and then we're gonna dive into today's topic.
until the day I see your face and feel the warmth of your embrace. I'll shout your name through all the pain. No other name, your precious name. Say Savior.
Are people angry about this week? Shockingly or not shockingly, it's Facebook. It's always Facebook. Yeah. I feel like Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg knows how to anger the people, the masses.
He really knows how to trigger people. Like Facebook in general just knows how to trigger people.
Yep.
It's just built into their, even their business model just knows how to trigger people. It's the funniest thing.
I'm sure if you have to get a job at Facebook, you need to know, like, which buttons to press to make people angry.
Yeah, you know, you need some sort of publicity, you know. one phrase I've heard, all publicity is good publicity.
Good publicity, true. Based then, what is Facebook doing?
So, Facebook has started rolling out or testing out some new pop-up on their app. So, basically, what this pop-up is all about is warning you as a user, consumer of Facebook, of what they call extremist content. So it will pop up basically letting you know, like, hey, maybe been exposed to extremist content, or maybe someone you know has been exposed to extremist content, or you have been exposed to extremist content, and then they'll have a button like that just says seek help or close. So
you're allowed to close it.
Yeah, you are. You are allowed to close it, but you have seen the pop-up. It has popped up. You have been told that you've just been exposed to some extremist content, or someone you know has been exposed to extremist content. Or you could even report somebody you know who you believe has been exposed to extremist content.
How does this work? So I'm scrolling through Facebook, right? And then somebody posts a picture. So after I've scrolled past that picture, or while I'm watching the video, does the pop-up come up and say, hey, this is extremist context?
Well, you see, in that very kind of detail, I'm not exactly sure, as much of what we've been provided from what I've read and watched is just basically screenshots of the pop-up. So not exactly when does it pop up, because to be pretty interesting, is it like as you click on something, hey, it warns you, and then you close it, or just scrolling, you happen to scroll past one really quickly and the pop-up follows you?
That's very weird. That would be very annoying. If they want to do this, it's all good and well, but can they give us a deactivate the pop-up notification button? Because if that button doesn't go away, it's going to be very annoying. The fact that I have to keep clicking on this button. Because like with social media, I'm sure you're going to be exposed to like 50 in one session of actually being on social media, you're going to be exposed to 50 pop-ups, because there's going to be like 50 people posting extreme content.
But you know what? Where it gets spicy is exactly that part. What exactly are they defining as extremist content?
That is because a very good point. Because if you
look at Facebook's policy, if somebody were to put actual content up or wanting to do some sort of terrorist activity or some call to violence or to go vandalize stuff, that post would be taken down immediately by Facebook.
Oh, that's a good point. They do remove your posts. Just ask Trump. He knows all about
Trump.
He knows all about posts being removed.
Yeah. So Facebook already can control kind of like their user account. They can ban you. They can limit what you see. They can limit who sees you. They've got already that control over you. And
so they also just want the content that's on their site.
Yeah, they moderate the content already. So one thing kind of like the conservatives in America, what they're saying is they know what all this is about, really. So basically, this is all about when a person expresses conservative views. So these are stuff that would be seen as probably anti-LGBTQ plus PZY, strawberry cream, peanut butter. Kind of, you know, the whole gang there.
Yes.
Or something that's pro-choice. Yes. No, not pro-choice, pro-life. So the pro-life people are the anti-abortion kind of like our groups. So they believe this is more inclined to that. So basically they want to get you either ratting out people you know, or basically reporting if you happen to come upon that content on YouTube. To find a way to now regulate that.
Yeah.
Which is where it gets spicy.
It does. It really does. Because then you're technically brainwashing people. Because if you don't want those views. Well, if let's say I'm a 45-year-old who basically is... I don't know how to say this nicely. Okay, let's say I'm a 60-year-old, right? Who doesn't really... I'm not really on top of like things, right? And now I'm going on Facebook and I see this thing, and now there's this pop-up telling me that this person is an extremist. Of course I'm going to believe it, because I'm going to just go with what Facebook is telling me. Do you get what I'm saying? That's probably a horrible example, but like, do you get what I'm saying? Like they're going to almost brainwash people. They're going to condition people to think that certain things that they approve of are not extremist posts, and then certain things that they don't approve of are extremist posts.
Exactly. It was actually not a bad example that you brought up, because I'd like to believe, probably, I don't have like a stats sheet on me, but I believe majority of the Facebook users are very gullible people.
Yeah, true, True.
It's something I'd, I guess it's my opinion, something I'd stand by. But yeah, people would actually be alarmed by this.
Yeah.
But also what this kind of feeds into is kind of like a control of now speech and thought.
Exactly. Because now, they're really trying to get rid of this whole freedom of speech thing with the style. They're just trying to get rid of it in style. Because you can't just tell people you don't have freedom of speech anymore. Of course, people are not going to be happy with that. But if they take it away without you even noticing, and that's going to, like, for us normal people, we're not normal people, but for us basic normal people, if I can just say that, it's not really going to affect us. But then people who are like journalists, who are not speaking their opinion, they're speaking like research, and they're speaking things that they've actually looked into. Regardless of how the government feels, they're going to tell people that this person is lying.
Exactly. Because, you know, it's a very slippery slope, especially when you want to start categorizing thoughts and speech like this.
Yeah.
Because soon enough, you start putting, if I can say, legislation in place now. Start controlling what people say, which is now very close to the idea of like communism and stuff. If you look at like, which was what's happening in North Korea, if you look at what happened in Nazi Germany or in the USSR, which is like Soviet Russia, where you'd have this authoritarian leader. And he's like, you gotta watch what you say, pretty much.
Yeah.
Anything that goes against the state or the state's ideology and way of thinking, you could get yourself in prison.
Yeah.
If you know a friend or something was going against kind of like the policies the state just put down and the rules in place, they could go to prison. You just rent them out. So, and now that level of control.
That level of control is unfair on the people. It's really unfair.
Dangerous.
I was going to say, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay, so now when you click on yes, let's just say yes, right? So let's say you click on yes, right? Is the FBI going to just like now storm into your house and like lock you up? And because you're an extremist, you're planning on killing, I don't know, the president or something. Because you posted that you don't like the way the president blinked at you while he was addressing the nation. You don't like his tie. And now you're an extremist. So, like, are they going to just barge into your house? Because they have proof that you were anti the president. And they're just going to arrest you.
I can imagine you just posted the next, you just immediately hear helicopters and tanks outside your house.
Not even helicopters. You know how they just... They give you like 3 seconds FBI and then they kick down your door. You're like, how did you even get through the front door? You're kicking down my bedroom door.
You're hearing flipping jets flying over you. We're dropping the nuke. So what apparently happens is if you agree, let's say, to this pop-up, you get private help, if I can say.
Oh.
So we're not sure what that entails exactly. What sort of, what you call this, consultation do you get? But you get a private sort of help or assistance.
I wish we could test this pop-up right now.
Excuse me?
I wish we could test this pop-up right now so that we could, like, see.
We need to move to the States.
Oh, Fluff, it's only in the States right now, hey.
Yeah, currently. But it's that thing of... If we get to that kind of way of legislating what people's how people like talk and think, history can teach us all of this, that this never turns out good. You know, another example of which I just got reminded of right now, like in Canada, they also had some very interesting law put up whereby, so in support of, let's say, the LGBTQ community. transgender people are wanted to be called by the particular pronouns, right, that they identify by.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's now got put into like, or they started doing something to get it into legislation, to get it into law.
Yeah.
And there were not really like crazy demonstrations, people breaking stuff, but just like protests on this, especially one man who led this was very interesting man. You should probably give him a Google or YouTube, Jordan Peterson. And his concern was, never before really in the English language have we ever like legislated how people should speak. So exactly. He's cool for if you, you know, if you want to be called they, them, she, shem, you know, all those kind of stuff. But now the moment you put it into law and say somebody now didn't decide to call you by what you feel you identify by, and it actually got passed into law, hey, it's called C-16. It's in Canada. It's Canadian law now. It's in legislation. But anyways, the bill C-16, whereby now if a person comes into, let's say you're a lecturer, yeah, and says, hey, you should call me... What absurd thing could I even come up with? I identify as a kettle. If you decide not to do this, you can legit get jail time.
No, guys.
It's crazy.
And the thing is, the fact that people are actually pro this, they're not thinking about everything else. They're just thinking about how this can benefit this one situation, not considering all the other situations.
Because the implications are legit. Now governments can find a way to further kind of develop into this, to further control the citizens, which is a very scary idea to think about.
Terrifying.
Because soon what you watch could get you in jail. So you no longer have freedom to watch what you want. You no longer have freedom to listen to specific music. Which just points back to history of like freaking, we're going back to Nazi Germany or freaking Soviet Russia.
You know,
and we see the amount of people that died because of this.
The scary part is that it's not like just one country is going down this very deep and dark rabbit hole. It's everyone. Yeah. It's everyone. And also, this is very off topic, but the fact that the UK wants to shut down all of their airports. And that's just one more thing that shows that they want to control the people. Because you can't control people who can just leave your country however they want to. But if they shut down the airports, then they definitely can control the people.
Yeah, you can't leave, exactly. So it's my house, my rules kind of.
My rules, exactly. And who's going to come and rescue them? You can't just say, I'm going to rescue my cousin, I'm going on a plane. Bro, it's not going to work.
So this thing of Facebook just really feeds into that, really, because we know, like, common knowledge is sensible. If it was actual extremists, it just wouldn't be on Facebook in general. It would be taken down immediately.
Exactly.
But there's pushback apparently on this in the States, and also people are just waiting to see how the story develops. But it was something, that I thought would be interesting to talk about.
You know what I feel like should happen, right? I feel like all the employees at Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg and all the people that have been coming up with these brilliant ideas, I feel like they need to go back to humanity training 101, like basics, like just teach them a few things about basics, you know? I'm not insulting their intelligence at all. I'm just wanting them to understand that, like, you are affecting real people with these decisions that you're making, and you're not thinking about the different aspects of this. Maybe they think they are, but, like, they should go into the streets and actually interview the people and ask the people that are using their platforms, like, guys, what is it? What is it like? What is going on?
Exactly. This is basically just a branch of the whole woke culture, cancel culture kind of stuff, really. Because it's pretty much cancel culture. That's what it is now.
It is. But this type of cancel culture is a bit extreme.
Released by Facebook,
It's a bit extreme. And also the fact that the government is not saying anything on it, it means that they are pro it because they know that they'll be able to use it as well. And anything that the government can use as a weapon against its own people is very dangerous.
Exactly. They just want to control. So it's... like I say, all of this always the best case study for these kind of situations and control and stuff is always China, because there it's already a worst case scenario whereby already what you say online and what you watch online is monitored, is controlled. So what you watch has already been filtered through the lens of the state or of the government, really. So you don't have access to everything or all information, really, like unbiased information. All information you have, all news you have access to is controlled. So you don't have anything that's, that actually speaks, let me say, truth, if I can say, or any sort of constructive criticism. You don't have access to that at all.
Yeah.
And now if, okay, cool. So what you being, what you can view is controlled, but now what you can say is also controlled and monitored by that. You could also get jail time. You could get fined. You could get, your social, your behaviors are lowered in China, which means that you have less access to stuff in the country.
Sure. Oh, man. That's so crazy.
The best case study for this is always China. And if we ever want to...
You know what's the crazy thing, right? Is that today's generation, right? These woke people, they are so big on their rights. They're like, they're so big on, I have the right to this, I have the right to that, I have the... But in their blindness, they're actually giving up all of their rights.
Yep, it's legit. I have rights, except everybody who offends me. Those people aren't people.
Exactly.
Those people don't have rights.
I have rights, except everyone who offends me.
Exactly. So it's that whole, if you offend me, you're a Nazi, pretty much mindset that's out there right
that's
now.
That's a bit extreme, and, but it's so true. It's so true.
And it's really a dangerous idea, you know, to be something now we're willing to accept. Because if you see itself seeping into every industry, especially all media and like every art form,
it's
seeping its way into there. Like the way even some comedians now don't are afraid to speak out. Let me say, or just do normal comedy because you could offend a certain group.
Everywhere there's just red tape.
Legit. Let alone TV shows and whatever, and some news stations and all that stuff. So it's getting, it's. We don't. Let me just say like this: we don't want that kind of world coming to pass.
Yeah, we really don't.
History can give us the best lessons in this, as in nothing good ever comes out of this.
Yeah, true.
Ever.
True. That is so true. Okay, so that's my thoughts and that's your thoughts on it. But you know, we have to always end up with our votes. So, Bestin, yes, no, shocking new Facebook pop-up.
Hell no.
I am with you on this one. I would also like to say hell no. If you disagree with us, that's fine. It's very fine.
Exactly.
It's your opinion. You are entitled to your opinion.
They are lucky we are not woke.
They are lucky we are not woke. If we were woke, we were going to cancel you for your opinion.
The patriarchy that's controlled you to begin to think like this.
Exactly. That is it from Pinky and the Brain. We're going to find out next week who exactly Pinky and the Brain is. But that is it from us. And we are going to be ending off the show with a song by Reactive called Conquering. Enjoy. Until next time.
Enjoying the Active FM show? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Taken by temptation,
holding on
to my salvation,
holding on,
distant to impregnations, cannot be defeated.
I guess I'm undefeated.
Not in my DNA.
This victory I'll repeat it.
Jesus leading me in a victory procession.
No
will prosper.
You'll fight for me.
That blood that dripped from the thorns,
it gives me victory.
And I'm just living in victory. Yeah. Losing has become my history. Yeah. And if my God is for me, yeah, then nothing can come against me. My history, hey, and if my God is for me, hey, then nothing can come against me.